I was at an upscale restaurant in Utica Square, and my server said, I didn't know Americans drank so much iced tea. Well, I never thought that summer drink is a cultural phenomenon, but now that I do think about it, I've been to a lot of banquets where glasses of iced tea were preset on the tables along with water. How did iced tea become such a ubiquitous drink? Well, it has an interesting history. I love afternoon tea with all the little sandwiches, scones, and cakes. I like a bracing cup of tea instead of coffee in the morning sometimes. In the Nutcracker Ballet, I like the tea variation in Act Two, the Chinese dance. I feel healthy when I drink green tea and exotic when I have tea out of tiny Chinese cups. I once drank far too many Long Island teas and only later discovered it's not made with tea at all, but with vodka, tequila, rum, gin, triple sec, sweet and sour mix, and a splash of Coca-Cola for color. But, like the knife in Old MacDonald's farm, iced tea stands alone. Its history began at the extravagant World Fairs. In 1893, at the Chicago World's Fair, a concessionaire sold iced tea and lemonade. But it was during the St. Louis World's Fair, the sweltering summer of 1904, that iced tea soared in popularity. Americans had been making a kicky version of iced tea since the early 1800s. Often it was a green tea spiked with liquor and called tea punch. As ice houses and ice boxes became more prevalent, so did iced drinks. By 1920, special tall glasses and long spoons were being manufactured, especially for iced tea. Tea originated in China more than 5,000 years ago, and traders carried it around the world, its mystique growing country by country. In Japan, the tea ceremony became an art form and spawned a special architecture, the tea house, with specially trained hostesses called geishas. The Dutch introduced tea to Europe, where it became fashionable but very expensive. The Dutch also brought tea to America in 1650 for the Dutch colonists at New Amsterdam, which was later renamed New York. Then, of course, there was the Boston Tea Party, but that was later. When tea reached England, traveling along the Chinese and East India tea routes, it became a mania. Specialty tea foods were made, Scottish scones and the English crumpets. In Russia, by the late 1700s, tea was so popular that a special large tea pot was devised that could bubble along all day, the Russian samovar. In the late 1800s, in America and England, grand hotels began to offer tea rooms for Victorian ladies and gentlemen. And by 1910, when dance crazes followed one after another, afternoon tea dances became the fad. All this from the Camellia sinensis plant, which grew originally wild in the monsoon area of Southeast Asia, what one author called Mother Nature's primeval tea garden. When green tea became scarce during World War II, Americans began drinking black tea from the English colonial India. Now most of the tea consumed in the United States come from Argentina, China, and Java. And in the course of tea history around the world, the United States offers two inventions, the tea bag and iced tea. Tea is a booming business. In the United States, sales have tripled in the last 15 years and now is a $6 billion industry. According to the Tea Association of the USA, Americans consume more than 2.5 billion gallons of tea a year. About 85% of that is iced tea. On any given day, about half of the American population drinks tea. Or, for a less scientific account, I asked the maitre d' at another classy Tulsa restaurant if everybody who came in for lunch ordered iced tea. He thought it over and then said, pretty much.